Amnesty International said tensions were mounting in western Bahr al-Ghazal state following a series of arrests by state authorities and a security crackdown that left more than 20 people dead and at least 60 injured. The rights group criticized the government for arresting people without proper arrest warrants and harassing relatives of suspected opponents. Today, Governor Rizik Hassan Zakaria rejected Amnesty International's conclusions.
The report was quite partial and preconceived, and they're going to the ground. It was just to complete the scenario circle. It was intending actually to tarnish the image of the state.
Yesterday, Kairunisa Dalla, an Amnesty International program officer for Sudan and South Sudan, said more than 10 MPs, civil servants, 20 police officers, and 4 prison guards and members of the fire brigade arrested on February 12th are continuing to be held in Wau prison. Hassan says they acted within the law and that those being detained are suspected criminals.
Let us agree on principle that criminal cases had happened in Western Bahr al-Ghazal. There were people being killed among the protesters. 6 Denkas were being killed in Bagari. 9 trucks were being burned. A police post was being burned down. These are criminal cases. These are the people whom we had apprehended based on the Attorney General of the state through the police warrant of arrest.
The report particularly criticized the government for detaining and arresting the dozens of people without granting them a trial or explaining the charges against them. But Governor Hassan insisted his government acted within the law and blamed the delay on a lax judicial system.
We don't command the judiciary. We ask the executive. At our capacity, we process the cases, we apprehend the culprits, we prepare the criminal files. The judiciary are the one to designate how, when, and where to handle the cases.
It has been reported that South Sudan's Chief Justice, Chan Rech Madut, has formed a special tribunal to expedite the cases. 3 judges from Juba arrived in Wau on Tuesday, as the trials were expected to get underway this week. However, Amnesty International says those facing trial have not been provided legal representation. Amnesty International said relatives of those being detained feel it safer to bring in lawyers from Juba rather than to expose Wau lawyers to possible reprisals while defending their loved ones. For VOA News, I am Charlton Doki in Juba.